I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Hope, true hope, can be so elusive. The most fortunate among us are able to find it and hold tight, especially during life's inevitable moments of despair. For some of us, hope is fleeting, slipping through our fingers much too fast. For others, hope lingers and sustains us as we muddle through life's challenges. In her book, Animal Dreams, Barbara Kingsolver wrote, "The very least you can do in your life is figure out what you hope for. And the most you can do is live inside that hope. Not admire it from a distance, but live right in it, under its roof." 13-year-old William Istok has learned the meaning of hope at a remarkably young age.
Everyone said I wouldn't make it. There was only a chance as small as a pebble that I would. I was born 17 weeks too early. The doctors were worried out of their minds. My parents were distraught, crying and sweating with fear. Through these struggles, though, they never gave up. I believe it's important to never give up hope, even when the odds aren't in your favor. I lay there still in the bed, a little lamb without its mother. I had IV tubes stuck in my arms, legs, and head. Now that I think back, there was nowhere else they could have jammed any more tubes. You would think I was a newborn octopus from far away. 1 pound, 7 ounces. I was the same weight as a cereal box. I was so fragile, if someone dropped me, I would explode into a million pieces. The doctor said even if I did survive, I would have severe mental and physical problems. That didn't stop my parents from believing. My sister and my grandparents often visited, smiling and gawking at me. They knew I was a fighter and that I could do it. They never threw up their hands and gave up. The doctors didn't stop nurturing me and attending to my every need. I was, as the nurses told me when I last visited, the baby that refused to die. When I visited the hospital 3 years ago, I looked at the state-of-the-art rooms and advanced technology. When I was in the NICU, there were at least 15 other babies in my room. The reason it changed so much is because of hope. People and organizations didn't give up. They knew the stories of what the babies had been through and knew they had to do something. I met with my previous nurses and thanked them for what they did. Each year, I march for babies in Colt State Park. I see the signs about babies who have all made it. People come up to me and smile, talking about how much I've grown, what a fighter I am, and it gives them hope. Reading the signs, watching the babies laugh, we celebrate on the walk, knowing that we can do even more. We know that we are all contributing to better machines, more workers, more medicine. We know that we're spreading hope. Never in a million years would people believe that a 23-week octopus could survive, but I'm proud to say it took hope.
William Istok will be entering the 8th grade at the Gordon School in East Providence, Rhode Island. He lives with his family in Cranston, Rhode Island. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.